You're listening to SBS News.
The head of the World Health Organization says it is premature to rule out a potential link between the COVID-19 pandemic and a laboratory leak. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says getting access to raw data had been a challenge for the international team that traveled to China earlier this year to investigate the source of the virus.
We are asking actually China to be transparent, open, and cooperate, especially on the information raw data that we asked for at the early days of the pandemic.
A COVID-19 cluster at a Japanese hotel where dozens of Brazilian Olympic team members are staying has raised new concerns about infections at the Tokyo Games as the host city records its highest number of new cases in 6 months. 7 staff members at a Southwest Tokyo hotel tested positive for the coronavirus. Just one day after the hotel cluster emerged, an Olympic athlete under a 14-day quarantine period also tested positive for the coronavirus in Tokyo. Hikaru Kinifuchi, a construction worker living in Hamamatsu, is concerned and says the Olympics should be cancelled.
I didn't expect the Olympics to go ahead. I think they should cancel it. I think the Olympics could become a coronavirus spreader event. I wonder what the country is thinking. They just bulldoze ahead with the Olympics.
Just over a week before the opening ceremony, the spreading infections highlight the risks of staging the world's biggest sporting event during a pandemic, even without spectators in sports venues. Officials have imposed Olympic bubbles, but medical experts remain worried as the movement of staff servicing the games can create opportunities for infection. Meanwhile, the WHO says COVID-19 cases are rising steeply in Africa, having increased by 1 million in a month. The Delta variant has been discovered in 21 African nations so far. The UN agency's Africa director, Matashida Moeti, says this wave of infections is the fastest the continent has ever seen.
Over the past month, Africa recorded an additional 1 million cases. This is the shortest time it's taken so far to add 1 million cases. Comparatively, it took around 3 months to move from 4 million to 5 million cases. This COVID-19 resurgence is the fastest a continent has seen. New cases have increased for the 8th consecutive week, and 18 African countries are now in resurgence.
Just over 1% of people across Africa have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, as health officials despair over the slow arrival of doses. The WHO says another 190 million vaccine doses are needed to fully vaccinate just 10% of Africa's population. Meanwhile, in the United States, President Joe Biden says the country is reviewing when it can lift restrictions that ban most non-US citizens from traveling to the US from much of Europe. German Chancellor Angela Merkel raised the issue on a visit to President Biden in Washington.
We brought in the head of our COVID team, because the chancellor brought that subject up. It's in the process of seeing how soon we can lift the ban. It's in process now. And I'll be able to answer that question to you within the next several days, what is likely to happen. I'm waiting to hear from our folks and our COVID team as to when that should be done.
Meanwhile, U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy has raised concerns over the growing wave of misinformation about COVID-19 and related vaccines that threatens efforts to quell the pandemic and save lives. In his first advisory as the nation's top doctor under President Joe Biden, Dr. Murthy called on tech companies to change their algorithms so false information is less visible. Dr. Murthy says COVID-19 misinformation comes mostly from individuals who may not know they are spreading false claims, but others do.
Yes, there is disinformation that is coming from bad actors. But what is also important to point out is that much of the misinformation that is circulating online is often coming from individuals who don't have bad intentions, but who are unintentionally sharing information that they think might be helpful. And that's why in this advisory, we make it very clear that among the things we're asking individuals to do is to pause before they share, to check sources, and if they're not sure if a source is credible, to not share.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Facebook, which owns Instagram and WhatsApp, needs to work harder to remove inaccurate vaccine information from its platform.
There's about 12 people who are producing 65% of anti-vaccine misinformation on social media platforms. All of them remain active on Facebook. despite some even being banned on other platforms, including Facebook, ones that Facebook owns. Third, it's important to take faster action against harmful posts. As you all know, information travels quite quickly on social media platforms. Sometimes it's not accurate, and Facebook needs to move more quickly to remove harmful, violative posts. Posts that will be within their policies for removal often remain up for days. That's too long. The information spreads too quickly.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says COVID-19 infections last week rose about 11% from the previous week, with the highest increases in areas with vaccination rates of less than 40%. Indonesia has now become Asia's new virus hotspot after more than 56,000 new coronavirus cases, a daily record that passes recent daily reported infections in India. Officials fear the Delta variant is now spreading from the islands of Java and Bali, where outbreaks prompted a partial lockdown that closed places of worship, malls, parks, and restaurants. Indonesia's health ministry reported nearly 1,000 deaths on Thursday, bringing the number of confirmed cases since the pandemic began to above 2.7 million and the number of confirmed fatalities to more than 70,000. Indonesia is struggling to acquire enough vaccines to reach its target of inoculating more than 181 million of its 270 million people by March of 2022. So far, only 15.6 million people have been fully vaccinated. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.